Good morning. It's March 5th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a landscape where artificial intelligence is rapidly evolving, Anthropic's latest release, Claude 3.0, marks a significant leap forward, backed by giants Amazon and Google. This update not only introduces new models named Haiku, Sonnet, and Opus, but it also propels the capabilities of AI into new territories of speed, accuracy, and versatility, including a much-anticipated light version for broader accessibility. Claude 3.0's flagship model, Opus, has set new benchmarks by outperforming Google's Gemini Ultra and OpenAI's GPT-4 across math, knowledge, and coding tasks. This achievement underscores the strides Anthropic has made in enhancing the AI's problem-solving abilities and knowledge application. With improvements across the board, Claude 3 promises better accuracy, reduced error rates, and faster processing speeds, addressing a wide array of tasks with unprecedented efficiency. Beyond text, Claude 3's versatility extends to processing photos, graphics, technical diagrams, and videos. It boasts a contextual token limit of 200,000, expandable up to 1 million tokens, showcasing its ability to handle complex and multifaceted information with ease. However, the road ahead is not without its challenges. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has initiated an investigation into Amazon's partnership with Anthropic, highlighting the intense competition and regulatory scrutiny in the AI sector. Moreover, Anthropic faces the task of refining Claude 3's ability to interpret visual data accurately and developing robust policies to prevent its misuse, particularly for political purposes. These challenges underscore the complexities of advancing AI technology while ensuring ethical use and safety. Despite these hurdles, Claude 3.0 represents a milestone in the development of language models, offering a glimpse into the future of AI capabilities and its potential to reshape our interaction with technology. In an era where technology's influence on politics is under the microscope, a recent BBC Panorama investigation has unveiled a troubling trend: the circulation of fake AI-generated images of former President Donald Trump with black voters on social media. This revelation has sparked a conversation about the ethical boundaries of AI in the political arena. The investigation pinpointed conservative radio show host Mark Kay as one of the individuals behind the creation of these deepfakes. It's not just about images. The report also sheds light on AI's role in generating misleading robocalls and chatbots that provide voters with false information. This situation underscores a significant gap in our legal framework, highlighting the absence of legislation to regulate AI's application in politics. Despite the Trump campaign's denial of any involvement with the fake images, the controversy remains. This incident raises critical questions about the potential for AI manipulation in American politics, especially as the 2024 U.S. presidential election looms on the horizon. The office of Donald Trump has been contacted for comment, awaiting their response on this matter. The implications of these findings are profound, placing the integrity of upcoming elections in jeopardy. As technology continues to evolve, the need for clear regulations to safeguard the democratic process has never been more apparent. In a landmark moment for Japan's financial markets, the Nikkei 225 index has shattered records by crossing the 40,000-point threshold for the first time, propelled by a surge in the tech sector and growing enthusiasm for artificial intelligence. This milestone is not just a number. It's a testament to the bullish sentiment sweeping through investors, driven by substantial earnings and a global tech rally. The backdrop to this historic rise is multifaceted, with a spotlight on the tech-heavy Nasdaq's performance in the U.S., and a global chip stock rally enhancing Japanese manufacturers' profitability. This has led to a robust financial showing for companies within the Nikkei, providing a solid foundation for the index's leap. Yet, amidst this financial euphoria, there's a shadow of concern. Echoes of the 1990s dot-com bubble resonate, sparking debates on the sustainability of such concentrated investments in a handful of stocks. Despite these concerns, the fundamentals appear strong. Corporate earnings reports have been reassuring, suggesting that the current valuations, although high, are not unfounded. This confidence is further bolstered by significant reforms in corporate governance, a weakening yen that favors exporters, and the impressive performance of Japanese companies on the international stage. Analysts are looking ahead with optimism. They argue that despite the Nikkei 225 reaching unprecedented levels, the index still presents a value proposition. The combination of strong earnings, strategic reforms, and international success stories paints a picture of an index that, while at historic highs, may still have room to grow. This narrative of growth amidst caution captures the current state of Japan's stock market as it navigates through uncharted financial waters with a keen eye on the future. In a groundbreaking study, security researchers have unveiled a new cyber threat that targets the very core of artificial intelligence applications, introducing a self-replicating AI worm named Morris 2. This development marks a significant shift in the landscape of cybersecurity, challenging the safety of AI-driven platforms like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. Morris 2 is engineered to infiltrate systems, spread malware, and steal data without any need for user interaction, exploiting the advanced capabilities of generative AI applications. By utilizing adversarial prompts, the worm can manipulate AI models into becoming unwitting accomplices in disseminating malware and other harmful content. This method allows Morris 2 to spread its payload not just through emails, but also through images, leveraging AI systems to disseminate spam, propaganda, and malware across multiple platforms. The implications of such a worm are profound. It demonstrates the potential cybersecurity nightmare that could arise with the integration of generative AI assistance if proactive measures are not taken. The researchers' findings have sparked a crucial conversation about the security of AI systems and the urgent need for developing robust defenses against these new types of cyber threats. To combat such threats, experts are suggesting that AI developers create systems capable of differentiating between human and AI-generated inputs. Additionally, a shift towards a more distributed model of AI akin to the move from monolithic architecture to microservices in traditional software development could enhance security by preventing data and control from coexisting in the same space. This study serves as a wake-up call for the AI community, highlighting the importance of vigilance and innovation in safeguarding the future of AI technologies. In a move that's stirring the tech world, Elon Musk has taken legal action against OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman, accusing the AI research organization of straying from its founding principles. Initially, OpenAI was celebrated for its commitment to developing open-source AI for the greater good, but Musk now claims it has shifted focus towards profit under the influence of Microsoft. This lawsuit not only questions the integrity of OpenAI's mission, but also challenges the legal structures binding nonprofit and for-profit entities in the tech industry. Musk, who played a pivotal role in OpenAI's inception with a $44 million investment, alleges that the organization has become a closed-source entity, essentially a subsidiary of Microsoft, which contradicts the foundational agreements. The legal battle delves into allegations of contract breaches and violations of fiduciary duty, spotlighting the complex dual structure of OpenAI that encompasses both nonprofit and for-profit subsidiaries. The tech community watches closely as Charles Hoskinson, the founder of Cardano, emphasizes the lawsuit's potential to redraw the operational lines for nonprofit organizations in the tech sector. This case also brings to the forefront the intricate dynamics between OpenAI's partnership with Microsoft and the broader implications for the industry, particularly concerning the balance between nonprofit missions and commercial ventures. Critics, however, view Musk's lawsuit with skepticism, suggesting it may be driven more by competitive motives than ethical concerns, given the precarious legal footing. Despite the controversy, OpenAI's ambitious AI projects, including the closely guarded GPT-4 model, are expected to continue. This unprecedented legal challenge underscores the evolving landscape of AI development and the ethical considerations at play, marking a critical moment for the future of artificial intelligence. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.